Hello, everybody. This is Andrea Eppolito, and we are back, season two, episode one, celebrating life, luxury, and above all else, love. I want to start by saying thank you for giving me the last 6 weeks to really enjoy the holidays with my family and to take January to just stop and think. I wanted to take some time and process everything that I have been working on, from the podcast to the YouTube to the blog. I wanted to kind of reevaluate where I stood in the world and make some decisions about what I want for the future. And the greatest thing about that is I was able to, it was kind of like looking at a whiteboard. I looked at the last 8 years of my career and I was able to erase it in some ways and start again. I love this podcast. I love the fact that there are people out there who are listening. I love the fact that I'm getting emails and comments and text messages. And I love that we are creating this community here where we talk with no holds bars and that we are truly honest and authentic. And I want to continue that. I want this to be a place where we are learning not so much creatively as artists, because I think that that's such a personal place to be in, that what you create and what you put in the world has to come from your soul and that you can't be taught. But as colleagues, as a community, as an industry, and just as people, as businesses, how are we operating and how are we moving through the world? And so for this episode, I really want to kind of talk to you a little bit about 2018. And to be utterly transparent and truly honest, I will tell you that last year, I did a total of two weddings, literally just two. In the entire year of 2018, I only produced two high-end luxury weddings. Now, what's funny about that is that the business itself had the best year it's ever had. I was still working with corporate clients. I was taking on social events. And in terms of just numbers and revenue, we had a bang-up year. And yet going into it, I felt this level of insecurity because I only had two couples that were getting married. And at the end of the day, I really believe that not only am I a storyteller, but I'm a wedding planner. I'm an event designer. My entire kind of purpose for existence is to bend the world to your will and to create this experience. And yet I only had two couples that I had gone to contract with that wanted to do the work that I wanted to do. And in the beginning, I felt like, oh my God, how did this happen? How did I break my business? How did I go from doing 19 events to two? What does it say about my pricing structure? What does it say about my marketing? What does it say about me? I mean, have I outpriced myself for the market? Have I overestimated the community's ability to do what I want to do? Do people simply not like the work? And those are really hard questions to be faced with. They're difficult because I think that on the inside, I always felt like, no, if this is the work that I want to do, if this is the work that I believe in, I can't be the only one. There have to be other people who want to do this kind of work. But what I found specifically through some of the business coaching and counseling and peer-to-peer work that I was doing with, it's called the BBC Collective. It's the Business of Being Creative. It's helmed by Sean Lowe, who has a magnificent mind. It wasn't the work that was the problem. The work is great. It was my ability to communicate the work, to communicate not just how I work, but what it means. And then to go out and kind of put that out into the world. And so going into 2018, I said, okay, if my schedule is not going to be jam-packed with constant weddings, because they do take so much of a time commitment and an emotional investment. And you know, we all as creatives put so much of our lives into them. If that's not happening, what's left? What can I do every single day to move the needle of my business and to become the person that I always really felt I wanted to be? And so the first thing I did was I recommitted to my education. And that was not just my work with the BBC. It was not just attending Engage twice, which I did and I love. It was sitting down and saying, now that my kids are bigger and I'm no longer reading The Cat in the Hat and Isadora Moon every day, what else can I read? And I made a commitment to read 2 business books a month, which for somebody who was a voracious reader younger didn't really sound like a lot. But as an adult with all the other things I have going on, sticking to that was hard. But I was so proud that I did it because I really sat down and number one, I rediscovered my absolute and utter love for reading and for learning in that manner. But I was able to surround myself with great ideas. And I started looking at the Tim Ferrisses of the world and the Seth Godins. I read Donald Miller and I read, you know, Principles by Dalio. And I started looking at these things and saying, okay, the shoe business, like with Shoe Dog, is very different from the wedding business. But how can I take what Phil Knight did and apply that to my business? How can I take what Gary Vee talks about and apply it to my business? What do I learn in Tribe of Mentors that can make me a better business owner, a better professional, a better entrepreneur? And I took so many notes, and then I was constantly reading them and rereading them, audio notes, regular notes, typed notes, paper notes. I mean, there were notes everywhere. But that gave me so much more of an education because I didn't go to business school. I went to hospitality school. And I thought, like, if I'm creative and if it's pretty, that's enough. And for the first few years of my business, it was, but I've moved into such a different level. My client base is so different. They have a different level of education. They have a different level of ownership. They have a different level of investment. And I needed to have the information in my head that would allow me to meet them where they were. I needed to be an expert, not just on the pretty, but on the process. And that alone was invaluable. And as much as I invested in buying the books, because I really love to be surrounded by books, that education is out there for free with a library card. So if you're a creative in this business and you're not reading, I implore you to please start. Read one chapter of one book every single day. Read one business book every 2 months. But what it will give to you in terms of education and then a level of, well, first of all, a peace of mind, but a place of authority from which you can start to operate, that's invaluable. The second thing that I did was I put those books into practice and I said, okay, how am I communicating with the world? Not through my work in terms of it being beautiful, but how am I communicating on a daily basis? How am I blogging? How am I podcasting? How am I YouTubing? And there is this great school of thought that most professionals use, and it clearly works where you should be batching these things. You should be taping a bunch of YouTube episodes. You should be taping a bunch of podcasts. You should be writing a bunch of blogs. This way you can just kind of push them out. It's almost like scheduling your social media. You do all the grunt work and then you drip it out slowly. And I looked at it and I said, no, it's not me because I don't know what I'm going to want to communicate to you in 3 days. I don't know that I'm going to have something that I want to say in 3 months. I don't know what happens in that period of time that changes the message that I have or the answer to a question. And so as much as it means that my level of consistency here isn't going to be what you're going to get at another podcast or on another YouTube channel, what it does mean is that every single time you see that I've published something, it's because I have something to say. And I believe that what I have to say is going to add value to you in one respect or another. Nothing is canned. Everything is taped off the cuff. And as you can probably hear, it's not even really edited with the exception of like just pushing publish. There's not a whole lot of production that's going into it because I want it to be true and I want it to be real and I want it to be raw. And that was the third thing that really helped me this year was instead of hiding behind the fact that I only had 2 weddings, I looked at those 2 couples and I celebrated the fact that they were truly perfect in terms of the fit for my business. both couples were ideal couples in that they cared about the wedding so much that they sought out somebody like me, that they understood that what they were doing was not just giving everyone kind of, you know, a nice night out, but that they had the opportunity to make a statement about who they were as a couple. They have the opportunity to set the bar in their, like, in their space with their friends and families and say, this is who we are, and this is what it means to produce a wedding. This is how we communicate. We love color or we don't. We love the absence of color. We love food. We love wine. We have heritage. We have elegance. Everything is intentional. Everything matters. If there is a fork that has been placed down next to your plate, it's because you need it for something. And they put so much thought into all of the decisions that we were making. And so instead of kind of saying like, oh no, you know, I'm having a slow year, I only have two, I celebrated that instead I had two perfect clients. And when I went out on the road to speak and to make appearances, and I did a lot of that last year, I was thrilled and excited that I was able to travel to a couple of different countries and a ton of different states, and I was able to meet professionals from across the world. I was really honest about, this is where my business is. And you know what? It's not in this place because I'm in trouble. It's in this place because I'm growing. And growing is hard. Transforming who you are into who you should be is not easy. It takes a lot of work and a lot of thought. And it's really uncomfortable. It was uncomfortable for me to see other creatives doing 10, 15, 20 gorgeous weddings when I only had two. But I knew that my two mattered. And I knew that if I could just dig down and say what I wanted to say in the right way to the right client, that I wasn't speaking to everyone, that what I do is not for the masses. It's only for people who really care about the things that I care about. And if I spoke to them directly, that they would hear me. And those three things utterly transformed my business, because as of today in February, my entire year of 2019 is booked pretty much to capacity. I can probably take on maybe one or two more weddings, but I am booked to capacity with clients who care about atmosphere, with clients who care about production. I have couples who put a lot of thought and a lot of money and a lot of effort into what does it look like? What does it feel like? How does it taste? How does it smell? Because they want to have an immersive experience. And every single one of those couples is working the way that I like to work. Part of it is a collaboration in making decisions. But on the other part, it's that they're trusting me to be the expert. They're trusting me to be the guide that takes them through doing something that, you know, they probably haven't done before, not at this level. And they're allowing me room to be creative and to push the envelope. I don't want to look at the world and see it as a square box of a ballroom. Sometimes I want it to be round. Sometimes I want it to be a diamond. You know, sometimes I want to suck the gravity out and hang people from the ceiling, which is something that is yet to be done, but I'm working on it. You know, but I looked at it and I said, okay, now I did all the hard work last year, and this year and into 2020, it's really paying off. And so when I looked at all the projects and I looked at everything and I said, okay, what am I adding to my business? What am I adding to my creative endeavors? And what am I taking away? This podcast was something that I knew I was going to keep, because last year, so many of you wrote me and reached out and talked about how great it was to have a place that was really authentic, where you could do a little bit of learning, you could do a little bit of laughing. I say dumb shit sometimes, but it's free. And it's this place where it's not about judging and it's not about beating anyone up. And it's just a place for me to talk about the world as I see it and to maybe do some work so that we can all get to a better place. And so for 2019, what my plan is here is I want to talk about business. I want to talk about process. I want to ask questions and try to come up with answers. I want to throw things out there and have you throw them back at me. And so for this year, it's really important to me that we continue the conversation. And some days that will just be me. Some days that will be me and a friend. Some days it could be me and a former client. We don't know yet. But I do know that I'm not going to be scheduling anything in advance and that all of our conversations are going to feel really intimate because at the end of the day, guys, it's just us. And that's something that I have realized this year specifically is that in this community, we are all we have and it's each other. It's really important to have a spouse and a partner and somebody in your personal life who values you and who trusts you and who champions you. And I am lucky beyond measure in that my husband is so fantastic and just such a good person, a much better person than I am. I mean, he's extraordinary. But there's really not a rule book for how we're all supposed to do this, how we're supposed to move through the world. Like, okay, great. Get a website, start a business, write some blogs, and look, you're a wedding planner, or you're a florist, you're an event designer, you have a camera. Great. You're a photographer. But the rest of it, we rely on each other to learn and to grow. We rely on each other for support. And it's our job to help each other to envision a community of creatives and professionals that operates better tomorrow than it did today. And I think that the best way to get there is things like this, where we just talk and we're really brutally honest and authentic. And the fact that this has become a place where you guys feel comfortable enough to do that has been so rewarding for me. I've gotten to meet some of you, whether it was at the Wedding MBA or at Engage. I've gotten to kind of email with a couple of you back and forth. And I want those interactions to keep happening. I want to keep getting to know you. I want to let you get to know me. And when I'm struggling, I'm going to talk about the struggle. And when I'm super excited, I'm going to talk about that too. And when I don't know what to do, I might be asking you guys questions and asking you for help or for advice. And I really hope you answer because I think that coming together and acknowledging that each one of us has a business with a different goal, we all have clients with different needs, and we're not doing the same thing. We're all doing something different. But to have each other, to have a place where we can go to get better, that to me is the most important thing that we are going to do in this podcast. So for 2019, if you have any topics, if you have any questions, if there's anything that you would like to hear me talk about or that you want to come on and discuss, please reach out and let me know. You can contact me on email. It's Andrea@EppolitoEvents.com. That's A-N-D-R-E-A at Eppolito, E like Edward, two P's like Paul, O-L-I-T-O-E-V-E-N-T-S.com. You can direct message me on Instagram and Twitter. It's all at Andrea Eppolito. And I am super excited. I am going to be speaking at a number of conferences this year. I'm going to be on the road again. I have the most extraordinary weddings coming up. And it's exciting because my first wedding of the year is next week. All of the creatives that are coming together, none of us have ever worked together before, which is exciting and it's scary and it's making me feel like a novice all over again. And it's given me that fire to say, we can do something that has never been done before. We can create something and we can change the world for this couple, for this building, for these creatives in one night. And so you're going to see a lot more behind the scenes stuff. You're going to see a little bit slower on Instagram in terms of posting, but a lot more stuff on video. And if you guys need me, I'm here. So thank you again for giving me the last 6 weeks. They were so important to me and my family. Thank you for tuning back in. I'm super excited. And I wish you guys a year of life, luxury, and above all else, love. I cannot wait to see what we do together, and I will talk to you again soon. Bye, guys. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.